This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden returned to the United States Wednesday night following his visit to Europe and meetings in Switzerland with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden and Putin exchanged cordial words and plotted modest steps on arms control and diplomacy, but emerged from their much-anticipated Swiss summit Wednesday largely where they started, with deep differences on human rights, cyber attacks, election interference, and more. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. Biden also emphasized the last thing Putin wants now is a Cold War. Meantime, Putin said Wednesday that jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny got what he deserved when he was sentenced to prison. Navalny, Putin's most prominent political foe, was arrested in January when he returned from Germany, where he had been treated at a Berlin hospital for months while recovering from a poisoning. Navalny contends Russian agents applied the nerve agent Novichok to his underwear in August, a claim Moscow has denied. Then in February, Navalny was handed a 2.5-year prison term for violating a suspended sentence he had been given after a 2014 embezzlement conviction he says was politically motivated. And China has launched the first 3-man crew Thursday on its mission to the space station, which is now under construction. The astronauts traveling from the space launch near the Gobi Desert. This is VOA News. The European Union announced it is recommending that nations lift COVID-19 restrictions on tourists from the United States. And in other news, France announced it will remove requirements to wear face masks outdoors and end nightly coronavirus curfews 10 days early. The announcement comes as France reported about 30,900 daily virus cases on average, down from more than 35,000 in March. On Tuesday, vaccinations were opened to 12 to 18-year-olds as part of a push to protect the nation as restrictions are gradually lifted. Vaccination efforts in the United States have become slowed even as a new variant is trying to take hold. Federal health authorities are warning of the rise of the Delta variant first discovered in India in the particular pockets of the United States with low vaccination rates. During a call for governors on Monday, the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said the Delta variant has increased from 2.7% of all cases in the U.S. in May to 9.7% this month, according to details provided by the Washington Governor's Office. In Texas, the rolling average of newly confirmed infections has roughly doubled since May 31st to nearly 2,000 a week. India's iconic Taj Mahal Monument reopened Wednesday as a devastating second wave of the coronavirus pandemic begins to slow, prompting authorities to ease restrictions. A steep decline in new infections this month has encouraged major cities such as New Delhi and Mumbai to reopen vast swaths of the economy, including tourist sites, hotels, shopping malls, and restaurants. But after reports came in of crowded markets and packed rail stations, doctors warned of a possible resurgence. Delhi was among the worst-hit cities as acute shortages of oxygen and hospital beds led to a public health crisis in the city of 20 million that it never had seen before. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. Additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.